Yes, people, we are back live. We are back live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube for another edition of the Premier League podcast, Yardman edition, where we discuss all of the Premier League games that have happened on the weekend. So we will be discussing both Manchester City and Arsenal winning. Obviously, they both keeping pace in the title race. Liverpool beat Spurs today as well. Unfortunately, we do have to preview Crystal Palace versus Manchester United as well. But before I continue, big up to everyone who's just joined over from the raid on Saeed's channel. Much appreciated. Shout out to my guy Saeed. Big up AA. Big up to everyone who was already here as well. And shouts to everyone who was on the live stream for the Kendrick versus Drake. Kendrick versus Drake, where he was recapping, They Not Like Us, the latest diss track from Kendrick. So make sure you go check that out, because we've done like three Sarcasm City podcasts. But first and foremost, make sure you run up the likes, people. Whether you're watching this live right now, watching this back, hit the like button on the video. Please make sure you share across all the socials at That's Me Flawless, at Sarcasm City TV on the screen. Make sure you do that, people. Make sure you follow across all the platforms as well. And on top of those two things, make sure you subscribe to the channel, Sarcasm City TV, as well. Please keep all your questions Premier League related. I'm sure if you got questions about the Kendrick Drake thing, that's fine. And to make sure your question gets read out, people, super chat. You know what I'm saying? You lot already know to make sure we get there. Hey, Raja, we got to do it, unfortunately. I'm just here so I don't get fined, but the gang gang's in the building as well. Lex is here. Kaneki's here. Yes, what you man telling me? Everybody good?
Yeah. Copacetic, is it?
What are you saying? What are you saying, Kaneki? You good? Man just put tired in his name. You good?
After Man, you want to play today?
What's up? Tired. Now we play. That's why I'm asking.
That's why I'm tired.
Why you didn't enjoy it? I loved that weekend. That I was like, oh, we not on the fixture. Oh, we don't play.
No. I'm tired because of Kendrick. Every time I'm like, maybe I can close my eyes, this nigga's dropping again. So I'm tired. I'm tired, fam.
All right.
Every time I'm like, maybe I can get some sleep now. Ping, Kendrick drop. I'm like, again.
On smoke, man. Kendrick on smoke. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with it. Like, Kendrick on smoke. Thoughts on it since you mentioned it, Kaneki, and what's going on? Because we ain't spoke about it at all. So, yeah, your thoughts.
Yeah, well, what's going on is these niggas' favorite Canadian right now is getting burnt. And there's nothing to answer because everyone is like, oh, he baited Kendrick with the daughter. And I'm like, he called his entire crew a bunch of wrongins. Yep. But you're defending that you don't have a daughter. That's what you're defending. The man said you're a bunch of weirdos and creep that go after underage. Yeah, but I don't have a daughter. I'm like, because during your podcast and when Rance was saying it's Kendrick had Eminem vibes. I'm like, yeah, it reminded me of Cannabis. If you've ever heard of Cannabis Ditch, that's what Kendrick reminded me of. Yo, I'm going to murder you, and I'm going to drag your rotten corpse all over the street for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. Pete, your fans are going to sit there in horror, and I'm just going to continue, and they can't do anything about it.
Facts.
Man says he's dragging his lifeless corpse all the way back to Canada. Man says straight to the void, and I'm kicking your carcass over there.
Yeah. I'm with it, man. Trust me. Like, I've loved it. Like, I've spoken. I won't speak on it, like, more here, but I've, like, spoken depth about it. This is why I wanted it from the jump. I was like, I hope it continues, because you never know what you're going to get. And we got a classic yesterday. That diss track going to live on. That's a classic, because that had legit everything in it. That's one of those diss tracks that is like, oh, it's one of them ones. I listened to it once and I was like, oh, we got one. And that don't happen often in hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? For all the diss tracks that go out there, there's not many that you look back and go classics. Like, there's some great ones. There's some good ones. But that's one of them ones. It's classic and it's filled with everything. That's what I like about it the most.
The last diss that I can compare to this, but this has just surpassed it, was when Eminem and these guys were going at Ja Rule. Like,
Hail Mary.
When Ja Rule was the industry plant. When Ja Rule was Drake before Drake. A lot of people don't know this.
That's true.
With his wannabe Tupac sound. And Ja Rule was the first, was Drake before Drake. And we watched what 50 Cent and Eminem did to him.
Facts.
But this one surpassed it because everyone thinks Drake and his guys have something. And I'm like, Drake don't got nothing.
No.
I'm telling you, this whole thing looks like Ray Mercer versus Tommy Morrison in the fifth round. Tommy Morrison swore on his life he had Ray Mercer. Mink, 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 mink. On the floor, he doesn't even know what happened. All he remembers is that he just went to the corner of the ring. He doesn't remember anything after that. Knocked out.
It's a massive. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. But big up to everyone in the chat. Big up all the mods. Big up all the members, all the regulars, all the new people, lads, everyone that's tapped in as well. Shout out to Gaming for Life. I see you. Big up Ryan the Joke Man. Big up Sheik every single time as well. Dan Levitt, I see you. AW says funniest football podcast. Big up. Yeah, man, you lot really be loving the show. Big up to Eli. Says Dan back to back for flawless. Laughing my ass off. You eat, brother. May eat after this. I ain't gonna lie. Big up to Don C. Says big up the man them as well. Big up to De Niro, who says my club is rubbed. Big up flawless the panel and the chat. Hashtag highlight. Yeah, you lot have been woeful, man. I've watched you lot. I'm like, yeah, they done. Like anyone thinking that Spurs were gonna get a result is crazy. And we'll start there with Liverpool putting four past Tottenham.
It's so hilarious because Lex has been saying this since the start of the podcast. Since the Yardman podcast began, Lex has been saying, if Ange think he might come into the league with this high line, this hoi, I'm not getting face kicking him, I think, again. Fam, this man made Robertson look like Marcelo today. This man made Robertson look like Marcelo today, fam. And that was horrible.
Yo, crazy.
Fam, Gakpo actually looked decent today, and it's not because of no change of system, it's just because of that stupid highlight.
Boy, loin, I had the space, but the man have my youth. The man have so much space, dog. And then the players, them, all right, so yeah, play a highline, but yeah, play players who don't really have positional awareness. So these men just all over the place. By the time them get into shape, the goal score, like, it don't make no sense. They've been looking like absolute dog shit. There's one way to play Liverpool, part of us counter-attack. It's very easy. We'll give you all the space you need, and we won't defend adequately. We didn't even defend adequately against them, but guess what? They have shit attackers, and their defense isn't the greatest. So, hey.
I've never seen anyone play a high line in their defensive third. I've never seen that before. Liverpool players had so much space. Had so much space in Tottenham's box, they could build a house and still have enough space for a white picket fence and a backyard. That's so much space Tottenham gave these men.
Like, I wasn't surprised. I was just like, yeah, Spurs are just done out. Go on, carry on from.
And this is exactly what I told, what's his name, TJ, when he was like Spurs. I'm like, fam, Spurs, when you need Spurs to do something, they'll never do it. It's Spurs. Like, it's Spurs. He's like, maybe. I'm like, fam, Spurs has as much chance of stopping Manchester City as I do getting a DM from Beyonce. I'm not on social media.
It would be so like Spurs for lose all of these games and then go draw with City or some shit.
Yeah, but that's not going to happen.
I don't see it.
Do you think Ange is going to not play a Højlund against Erling Haaland?
Man, stop mocking the man, yo. Højlund.
Højlund. I didn't say it, brother. I know. You were just...
repeating what he said, you know? Montreal Cry.
Yeah, sure.
Man said... man came in, man's like, crikey, mate.
Crack, brother. Crack team lined up on it. That may tell you.
It's a crikey, mate. I'm up here in the Premier League, man. I'm going to come here, play a Højlund 4-3-3.
I must say, oh, him have to make changes and anything there. Bro, it don't matter the changes where you are making, you know? Because just like you are, say you have two Van der Ven and you have a couple of wing backs where you can actually play football properly. You still go run them in the dirt because every time the other team get the ball, it's one ball over the top and that's it.
And they got to chase it. They got to chase
problem
it down.
Is not just the personnel. It's a good way to play football, you know? Don't get me wrong. And even if you had the personnel, but there are just some games where you have to make adjustments. And it does not seem as if Ange makes adjustments. It just seems as if Ange just has this style of play, and that's what is going to happen every
Lex,
game. And
Lex, you're wrong. He does do adjustment. He has his hoy loin, and he plays an even hoyer loin. That's what he does. He does. He has adjustment. He has his hoy loin, then he has an even hoy loin. If that fails, then he goes even hoyer on the loin. This is what he does. Did you see how Harvey Elliott looked today? Did you see?
Always looks as still, you know.
No, it's not even that. What I'm saying was, for Liverpool was passing the ball directly through. It's not even the over top. Their midfield had so much space. No one might have, if they had started with nobody in their midfield, it wouldn't look any different. That's so much space was there. It wasn't even no over the top ball. Liverpool were playing through these guys. And what was Ange's way to stop it? Bring the loin even higher. That's what he was doing. That's all he was doing.
Them don't even know how to play her offside trap, brother.
No, the only thing offside about them Mondays that them Spurs talk. That is just it. How the hell? No matter how much you think, how much PA Salah lose, I still Salah.
No matter how much PSA thinks Salah lose, I still Salah. All right. No, but this is the fucking chance with the man missing at the 6-yard box.
Oh, no. I'm trying not to cook this guy. Yeah. From at this point, I want to call that man the freaking pyramid, dare me pennant, fam.
No, but yeah? Look, this is it, right? This is it. Yeah, alright. So Klopp have a system, right? Klopp has a specific system, right?
Yeah, go on.
And in this system, it operates in a certain way. So we had personnel that fit the system before, the entire system. Now, when you have the personnel and then you cut off half of the head and you left a one third of the head, it's better cut off the head and get a new one, innit? Mm-hmm. Because all right, people are gonna say, oh, Salah has quality, Salah can do this, Salah can do that. But you also have to remember that Liverpool operate in a specific way where on the business aspect of things, we sell to buy. You see me?
Yeah.
And in order to sell to buy, you have to sell what you have before it starts declining or before it reaches the actual point of decline where you can't come back. So you have to sell Coutinho when you sold him. You have to sell certain players when you sold them. Like, you get rid of money, you get a 30 mil fee, which I think was a disgrace. I think we should have at least get 70 mil for money at the time, because money was crazy. I just offload him and deal with him like
he's
actually the best player in our fucking team. But anyways, no. I say all of this to say, we're going to encounter a whole new system, a whole new everything, right? Even a lot of the staff up top gone. Even a lot of the staff all over the place gone. Zin, sell the fucking man. It's time. If Saudi come in with the 150, run it. Run the 150 and try to rebuild the squad or something, because keeping him is going to be to the detriment of our future endeavors, blood. I get it. Salah next season might be able to do wonderful things. But it's just like this. Sometimes you have to look at the greater good. Because what do you want? Another year of maybes or another year of maybes, because it's just maybes on either side. Keep Salah or sell him. It's just a bunch of maybes. You get what I say? Don't pretend as if when we lose the core of the squad, when we lose money and the Monday, all of a sudden the whole team capitulate, innit? So the whole team capitulate when we lose these man. But for some reason, we can't say, we miss Mane, or we can't say, we miss Firmino, because it was time. People in the fan base, it was time to sell them. It was time. Yeah, bro. And at the time when we did sell them, it was time to sell Salah too. You get what I say?
You did say that last week, I think, on the show, when you said when you sold Mane, you should have sold Salah as
well. I was so flipping upset, because at the time, I knew what Mane meant for the team. And you want Mane and Firmino men for the team. Even throughout the season, I was upset with Klopp because he continuously had Firmino on the bench when he came back from injury. I just couldn't sit through it because none of the attackers are better than Firmino. And he was still scoring at the time, even when you sub the man, so start the man. Because it's flipping Firmino. The man just relegated. It's like Klopp dip on this emotional thing, brother, where I guess him fall out with this or fall out with that or him view Salah as him talisman, so him have some priority. You know, you don't know Klopp has his favorites and this and that. Bro, I'm so happy, same tired. And it's not to say I'm not grateful for what he has done for the team, but I am of the stern opinion that he could have done better.
That's fair.
Right?
I think that's fair.
I'm also of the stern opinion that I don't mind change. And even if we have to go through a rough period, don't pretend like we never come fifth last year. Don't pretend like the reason we actually are where we are is because we actually rebuild a midfield which should have been rebuilt a long time ago. And such man, because this is it, people can blame FSG all they want. When the manager come out and said the midfield is okay, and then we absolutely capitulate and come fifth and then at the Europa League, and I get clowned by everybody because we are playing Europa League while everybody else are playing Champions League. But you, sir, said the midfield was okay, then you have to take the blame when the midfield was shit. And it was shit.
What?
It was so shit that we have a shit midfield still, and it's better. Believe that.
What said we have a shit midfield still, but it's better than the midfield you had previously.
You get to me, sir?
He's not wrong. Think
we
about it.
We still have a shit midfield, but it's better than the one we had before. And we did a full overall, blood.
That's true.
That is how bad it fucking was. But this man come out and said, we never need a midfield. Bro, you're tired. I think Klopp retired from about 2 years ago, blood. I think Klopp retired from the last time we win the fucking league. Because guess what?
No.
We haven't won shit else.
Klopp was tired when him lose the league by 1 point again.
Yeah, we have a
shit. You see, when him lose...
the quadruple. Every man did tired after the quadruple. Yeah,
I
don't think the midfield legs did gone. The man must like fuck this shit. Like, bro, do you understand how much running these man have to do on a week on a week by week basis? These man do more. We do more running than everyone else because our whole philosophy is based on running. As if the fucking legs can move faster than the ball. Humans, you cannot travel faster than the ball. So in order to preserve your energy over a long-standing season, just use the ball more. But for some reason, Klopp has his philosophy. Can't kill him for that because it wins us a couple of things. But bro, run the slot. And if slot don't work, you run the next fucking manager or some shit.
All I knew that Klopp was tired was when I saw him after... You guys lost the league by 1 point. Keep James Milner. Like, when you guys kept James Milner, when you should have obviously have gotten rid of him that season, both him and Lallana, when you guys went on to just keep them same way, I just knew, I'm like, Klopp, what is Klopp doing?
You have to remember, it is so bad. All right, look. It is like this, right? The reason, you have to remember, there's a reason Klopp does things. And the reason Klopp would do it is because of his philosophy, bro. He cannot take certain players and put in his team. And it's hard to find actual. It's not really hard, but it's very difficult to find a level. It was, at the time, very difficult to find a player who was as fit as Milner. You get what I'm saying? Like, right now, in my opinion, what could I do with Milner still? That's how bad it is. You get
that's so no, bad. That's bad.
No, because you have to understand, Flawless. You have to understand that the current construction of the midfield isn't very conducive to our play style. So we have a lot of players who are more technical than the players that we have before. When really in our midfield, when really and truly we don't, our philosophy does not lend for technicality in the midfield. You get what I'm saying?
Got you.
It doesn't. It actually, when these guys go in the midfield, they actually look worse than they possibly are. Because Klopp don't really give a shit about a midfield. You just need the legs. For our midfield, you just need the legs and then pass it out to the wing. You can't just run up and down and be able to play a diagonal. That's it. You don't need to be press proven.
Just be
you
a blue ass fly. Be able
to play short passes. None of that. Just
no. Have just a nice be a blue ass fly
and run up and down and that's it.
Yeah, that's basically
Henderson,
the
yo the fact yes. that Jordan Henderson won the league and a Champions League in that system tells you everything.
Yeah, that's
it. Tells you everything. It tells you that Jordan Henderson just fit the fucking system. Because we're in an era of football right now where no matter how a player might lack the basic fundamentals of being a footballer, if a manager can look on a set of players and construct a system to bring out the strengths of all of these players, despite them being shit players, it will work. Especially when you compare it to the rubbish around.
Facts. Because it is
horrible. That's why when me say, yo, if Slater go forward and we trust Mr. Edwards, then maybe it's not as bad as we think. Because at the end of the day, if you really think about it, what we're trying to do as a Liverpool team, as Liverpool Football Club, right? LFC. Anfield, all of this, all of that. What are we trying to accomplish? We're trying to win trophies, isn't it?
Facts.
And we're trying to win major trophies because we are a major team.
That's true.
Now, if we are a major team, tell me in the past 4 years, what have we done to show that we are a major team? Because at the end of the day, we can only quantify competing as competing. We can't really call it nothing else because guess what?
It's the bare minimum if you're a big club.
You get the message? And then if in the past 4 years we finish in our fifth place after competing for a quadruple, listen, a flipping quadruple. Yo, you drop a quadruple, just overhaul the whole team, get rid of the manager, get rid of everything. Because it's not like say we went to like the flipping like 5 games left and we lost the league or 8 games left and we lost the league, or we lose the Champions League. And no, we were in the final of the freaking Champions League.
And you went to the last day in the league.
We lost the flipping league the last day of the league. Mm-hmm. See me? And we did already have the Carabao Cup and then we win the FA Cup.
Yeah.
So it's a case where the next season, I was hoping for good things. But then when you think about it from a psychological perspective, it's like, yo,
I think you do have to refresh. I agree with that.
You have to refresh because
I think so. That does a lot. That does a lot. To lose two. Losing one of them is bad enough, but two?
Yeah, brother. It's like you have a girl and you're a leader on for years. And then reach the point where we're not gonna have the wedding now. Or we're not gonna have whatever it may be. You have a child or whatever, and then last minute you just say it just don't work out. Some form of damage are gonna happen. Like for instance, you know, normally see couples at the wedding day, the bride runway or the groom runway, and then them still go have a wedding, them just postpone it and have it later. No, that done, my G.
It done. Never happened.
Yeah, if you leave me at the hall, it's done.
It's done. It's a wrap. Yeah.
There's no relationship. It's over.
Then when you went so far with this team, and then you took the two best players that we had in that system that made the system whole, that did most of the leg running for the system, right? From a forward perspective, because Mane always track back and Firmino always track back. Only person never really track back as much was Salah. When you have all of these, man, and then you just get rid of the two where provide space for Salah, because the defense have to pay attention to Firmino and Mane. Where provide assist to Salah. Salah in return provide assist to them. Them have a certain level of chemistry. Them have a certain level of understanding. And then you're going to spend $100 million on Darwin Nunes. Like, where are you?
Yeah, you have to. It's very tough to
turn
that around. Yeah,
like, and then... here what the biggest problem I have, Flawless. A big problem that I have with Liverpool is you do realize that a lot of the times that we have had transfer targets, we don't get them and then we just go spend the money upon somebody else.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, boom, we were in for Bellingham. Never get Bellingham, we just spend $100 million or whatever mil upon Darwin Nunes. Boom, in for Tchouaméni. And this is it. Like, if we're in for Tchouaméni, in for all of these players and we never get them, right? Mm-hmm. Why go buy a striker, blood? Like, why? Yeah, you get to Man City.
Yeah, drop everything.
Like, all right, we don't get the first spend the money here, so we spend, it's like the money half to spend. No, save it.
I'll go look for another midfielder. Sure.
Or go buy Kim Min Jae and them man. They go buy some defensive replacements or some help or something. You get me? I say, good thing we never buy ballers like them because them man are shit blood. But you get me?
Mm-hmm. Listen, I don't want you disrespecting Phil Min Jones. You know, I don't want you disrespecting him. You know, leave Phil Min Jones alone. Leave him alone.
Yo.
All right. Some man end them stream early when them get asked about them centre back, you know. Right now, Saeed still need answer for that, you know.
I know he said he got it wrong on Kim Min Jae on Twitter. Why? What happened on the live?
No, it's not. When Aaron was like, we need to talk about Kim Min Jae, he ended the stream immediately.
Sometimes you got to wave the right flag, man. Sometimes you just got to wave the right flag.
He needs to answer for Phil Min Jones. He needs to answer for Phil Min Jones. I told everybody that man is the Korean Maguire, and they never wanted to hear me.
When it comes to Saeed and centre-backs, it's just oil and water. It doesn't mix, man. You know what I'm saying? You got Kim Min Jae, Harry Beckenbauer. It's like, yo, we just need to, you know, just leave centre-backs alone. Something is clearly not right.
Saeed needs to watch football now, man. He needs to stop with this YouTube highlights thing to scout players, man. Because he's 0-6 for his scouts. None of his scouts have made it. None of them, not one. Every single one of the guys that he's hyped up has failed. He hyped Koulibaly, failed. Hyped Kim Min Jae, failed. Kavara Skelia, no one's heard of it.
He disappeared.
Yeah, what? No, I told everybody to not hype this guy because even I was a fan, but I'm like, give him 3 years, then we'll see.
Because that whole team, not just him, Napoli as a team and they was they were the team. Everyone was like, yeah. Called to watch, great ballers,
but even I called it. I'm like, they had, when they were on the resurgent was when everyone else was tired. I said that myself. When Napoli was on the rise was when every other team in the Serie A was tired. Inter Milan wasn't on it. We all know what Juventus was like. And AC Milan, after winning the league previously, was going through a rebuild. So Napoli caught it at the right time. It's not like what Inter Milan did right now, where they walked the league. That wasn't the case. They caught the league. It was like Leicester City. They caught the league at the right time. That's what that was. They caught the league at the right time.
Not just that, yo. But you have to remember too, like everything in life, blood. Yo, when say a baller land, right? And the baller do well. You think the defenders, after them playing one time, you think them not go back and study tape?
That is why you have to
congratulate real ballers, you know, because them man can come in year after year and produce. Usually, when a man drop on the scene hot, and you say, yo, the brother are crazy. The defender, them must say, yo, the brother are crazy. But me, it is my duty, it is my job to stop this motherfucker. So, all right, which foot him prefer? When the defender normally do this, what him do? What is his weakness? Da 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 da. 2-2s, you know, see this ball again. I do nothing spectacular.
That's why I say you have to add to you. I say this about attackers all the time. You have to add to your game. You have to add to your game. You have to have other weapons.
And that is why a lot of men start for blame coach. I say, oh, this player just need a little bit of coaching. No, you just want it. You just want the coach to set up a system that covers the inadequacies of a shit baller, fam.
That's because with Saeed, no, I wanted to talk to him about his Wizkid, the freaking Wizkid Higuain, what them have up top in Aussie, man.
Why is he
an Osimhen
fan?
Yes, round here, the freaking Jollof Cavani up there, man.
Jollof Cavani, this guy.
Yeah,
hey, man, I love Saeed, man. That's my bro, man.
He needs to suffer. Yeah, Black Tomney out here. Yeah, Black Tomney. No, it's smoke for Saeed.
He ain't United fan, but he's suffering enough, man. You know this. Hey, you lot, make sure you subscribe to Saiti.
No, I'm a Man United supporter. We're not doing fans anymore, though. No.
Oh, yeah, supporters. Yeah.
We're
yeah,
supporters, yeah. No more fans. We ain't fans no more. Yeah. Fans are the Bruno enjoyers. Fans are the Marcells and Bruno Fernandes of this world. We support Man United.
Moving on from that, Kaneki, Arsenal stay top with win versus Bournemouth. Thoughts on that?
Yeah. Listen. This is absolute cinema. This right here is absolute cinema. It's le magnifique. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's fantastic. I want this to go down to the last. I want this to be Aston Villa with Liverpool all over again. I want to see the sorrow on these nitwits' faces when they lose the league on the last day. I want to see it. Granted, Man United probably stopped them, but I don't even care if we stop them or not. I want them to suffer, just lose the league by 1 point. I just want to see the absolute suffering on their faces. Because if, unlike actual supporters of Arsenal, like troops and these guys, are going to be upset. Yeah? The Drake fans of the Arsenal world right now that do nothing. Can you put the banner up? Can you put the banner up?
Probably Drake fans for real still. That's the
right
move.
Wait 1 second. Go on.
Okay, so I'm talking about the Arsenal fans that suck off their club more than Mia Khalifa. Those are the fans I'm talking about. They're going to praise losing. They're going to praise losing, but that's not what I want to see. I want the genuine fans. I want to see them. I want to see the suffering. I want to see the pain on these niggas' faces. I want them to lose the league by a point. You want to know why? I want the Aguero moment when we lost that league. I want these fools to go through that same pain.
No, brother. That's what I want. We're not agree with that.
No, I know you want them to lose.
I'm not going to feel like them good, yo. Yo, no, you have to remember, think about the mentality of Arsenal fans. They don't need to win any. Listen, they don't need to win anything to have chat blood. You get what I'm saying? Look on all of the chat where the man them have and all them winnings of fucking FA Cup in the last so much years, blood.
Yeah, that's true.
What them have, like,
years,
four FA Cups in and 20 odd years, blood? Like, what?
No. But this is new now. I want to hear them talk. For years to come, that they lost the league by a point.
Yeah,
that's what I want to hear.
Kaneki's like, I want them to know that their gal is cheating on them, but they don't want to be told.
And they can't leave.
He wants that person to walk in on them. You know what I'm saying? And that he wants to catch him. And that's what he wants. That person.
I want them to see their gal cheating. I know if they want to leave, they have to pay for it. That's what I want. It's suffering. It's a death by a thousand cuts. That's what I want. I want it slow and methodical. These men need to suffer.
As long as them get a fifth place finish next season, then fine, yeah.
No, that's what I want. I want them to know that they spent 100 something million for round here with the freaking, what's it? The freaking Brockwurst, Danny Welbeck up top, yeah? See, the freaking basmati rice, Saka sauce, yeah? Jogo finito, yeah? I want them to have all of that out here on the last day and win and end with the same amount of trophies as Man United. That's what I want. I need suffering. I need pain. I need them to sing. I want to see Arsenal fans talking about nothing but the 115 charges. That's all I want to see and so. I want to ever hear going into next season. They lost everything, and the only thing they can talk about is the City charges. That's all I want to hear. City are cheats and everything. I need the suffering from these men. So them winning right now is beautiful. Let's draw this out. It's death by poison, by slow poison. These men need to suffer. To Gunnar, that says a bad man, a straight bad man, brother. Nothing but bad mind. I hate the way you talk. I hate the way you walk. I hate the way you man dress. Yeah, I hate every time you guys sing your songs like you're not depressed. I hate everything about Arsenal, fam. I hate you, man. This is pure hatred. I'm on Kendrick arc right now. It's nothing but smoke and hatred for you guys. The pettiest of hatred. I wish you, man, nothing but inconveniences. Nothing but minor inconveniences. That's all it is. I want you to wake up and just step in water. That's what I want you to do. Every time you go into the bathroom, I just want you to just hit your toe on the toilet. Minor inconvenience for you, man. I don't like you guys. I don't like you guys. And the longer you guys suffer, the happier my soul is. I don't care how much of a joke Manchester United are. I know I'm a joke, but you want to watch an even funnier joke? You, man. Yeah? You, man, suffering is a bigger joke than Manchester United. Because we haven't been good for 10 years. You, man, haven't been good for 2 decades. There's a difference. Yeah? I've been to Champions League finals. Okay. Valencia has been to more Champions League finals than you, man. Yeah, it's suffering. I don't care. Why I don't like Arsenal? Easy. It's Arsenal. That's why I don't like Arsenal. I don't need a reason. Think about it. Think about it. Hold on. Yeah, think about it. Do you have a reason to hate guns? No, it's guns. You're just not supposed to like them. I don't need a reason for not liking Hitler. I've never met Hitler, but I don't like Hitler. That's Arsenal. I don't like these mans. I grew up watching these guys at Highbury. I hate them. It's pure hatred. I grew up seeing these men compete against me. I don't like them. There's no hate in my heart for City. I'm older than Manchester City fans right now, yeah? Me at my age, I'm older than majority of Manchester City supporters. Manchester City don't mean shit to me. They mean something to Saeed because he lives in Manchester. I don't care. All my life, I've met 6 Manchester City fans. 6.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't care. I've only met 7, but carry on. Go, carry on.
Yeah, so I don't care. I've been to what? 21 states. And I've only met 6 Manchester City fans, so I don't care. I don't care. Arsenal, though, my supervisor is an Arsenal fan. My manager is an Arsenal fan. And I got a lot of friends that are Arsenal fans. These mans need to suffer. I don't want happiness for none of you. Yeah? I don't want to see Lee Gunner out here with his Premier League trophy going around saying that we finally done it. I don't care. Hey, I do not care. You mans need to suffer.
Agreed?
What did you do? I'll tell you what you did, Lee Gunner. You support Arsenal. That's what you did. Yeah? You support Arsenal. Yeah? You need to understand. I had to go up. I had to sit down as a young child. No, it's no smoke for him. It's smoke for his club. I had to, as a child, do you know what it's like seeing Patrick Vieira and Ayoze Perez and these guys? Do you know what it's like playing against them at Highbury? What I have to see when these men used to beat us?
Manta, I was a pissed.
Robert Perez. Way too much players on the head. Way too much players. Yeah? I don't like you, man. Yeah? Do you know the nightmare Thierry Henry gave me? Do you know the nightmare that was Thierry Henry?
End this right here, right now. I just 3 fucking league the man, them take from you and them now win the Champions League. Stop the fuckery.
I'm not talking about the leagues. I'm just talking about their players just being absolute dickheads whenever we play them. I don't like their players. I don't like them.
You don't like players. You know the fucking players you did have.
No, we did, but again, here's the difference, though, Lex. You are 110% right what you're saying, but guess what? You said the players you had, they're our players. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because they're our players.
Yeah, but you can't move like you're a victim. Yo, this man, they attack like him as some fucking victim, dog. Like, Arsenal rob him of some wonderful years.
Arsenal should not...
Listen, they won the league against me.
In
Arsenal, dog, right? When Special Ron rolling and kicking everybody face, Zin.
No. Arsenal did take leagues off us, though.
They won the league against us. That's unforgivable.
It's three, but that's three too many. You know what I'm saying?
That's three too many. They won the league against us. They won the league at Old Trafford. You need to understand. That's an unforgivable. That's a written sin.
Brother, them stop them too and buy two good baller. Like, them not do it.
Don't get mistaken, but I get what Kenneth is saying in regards to I'm on that energy, not just with them, but rivals. But people are like, why do you dislike Arsenal so much? Because I'm a Manchester United supporter.
No, me dislike Arsenal because the Arsenal fans.
I didn't actually like the fact like Lee Gunner, that's my done over Arsenal.
No, nothing wrong with Lee Gunner. Lee Gunner have sense.
We're talking about
the majority of the Arsenal fan base, and I have no fucking sense.
No, and that's the thing. I'm not talking about the eagles of the Arsenal fans. I'm talking to the Lee Gunners of the Arsenal fans, the truth. The ones that are going to be angry for losing the league. Those are the Arsenal fans I'm talking about. Because those are the Arsenal fans that I know, Steve. Those are the Arsenal fans that I grew up around. The elders, the ones that sat down and actually spoke football. The Arsenal fans that don't accept mediocrity. Those are the ones that I listen to. Yeah. But the suffering comes from them. Igal is not going to be upset for losing the league at one point. Igal is going to be walking around with a give Arteta 8 more years t-shirt.
Because
we challenged.
Yeah.
Do we challenge t-shirt? I don't listen. This win was very good. Everybody was talking about the robbing of what's his name, Dominic Solanke. It wasn't a robbery. You people whinge too much. It was a dive. If that was outside the box, it would have been a free kick. It's a penalty. You guys need to stop this now. Actually speaking sense, if that was outside the box, it's a free kick. So if it's a free kick outside the box, what would it be in the box? Penalty.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. But we know how these referees are like that. But let me ask you, Kaneki, I'm guessing you are City still winning the league, yeah?
City are still winning the league. They're still winning the league, fam. I've said it on this channel and I never go behind my words. The biggest threat to Arsenal is Arsenal. It's been that way for 20 years. No one is a bigger threat to Arsenal than Arsenal. Yeah? Tell me I'm wrong. Biggest threat to Arsenal is always Arsenal. It's no one else.
Agreed. I agree with you. So, that's why I always say to Arsenal, keep on being you.
That's it. 100%. You needed a strong... Fam, you mans have been banking on Jesus to save Uno. You man have two clapped Brazilians in our squad that has done nothing. Nothing. If you lose this league now, put it like this. Say they beat us and they go to the last day and City win the league. You wonder what this is going to go up to? The game that they drew when Jesus missed.
And hard, dog. I'm going to play most dynamic football in the league.
Sam, don't even start that with me. There's going to be games. There's two games Arsenal drew this season where it was down to poor finishing. Just poor finishing why they drew those two games.
And then lose.
They lose, but you want to know who played a part in those two misses? Gabriel Jesus.
Hey, man. Like you said, Yoga Finito, but let me
Jogo
ask you
that. Finito, yeah.
City, they beat Wolves 5-1, Haaland getting 4 of the goals. But Lex, where you at with the league? Like, do you still think City win it? Do you look at it different and go Arsenal maybe? What are you saying?
If you really think me, I guess say Arsenal maybe. Hell no.
I'm just asking, man.
City and win the league, blood.
All right, I'm just going to ask. That's it. You know what I'm saying? They did destroy. There ain't really too much to talk about. Like, anyone who thought Wolves were going to get a result in this game is crazy. People thought Wolves can do something there. Why?
Why?
Based off
you, fam. What's the worst thing is that someone please take Erling Haaland from these guys. That's one. Just take Erling. Fam, I hate this guy. I really, really hate Erling Haaland. Yeah. Really, really hate Erling Haaland. When everybody was like, who was it? Who was that Arsenal fan that was, I heard talking that Wolves that were trying to bring up how Adama Traore and these guys were beating Wolves. And I'm like, you do know that was during COVID, right? When literally over half a City squad, they catch COVID. Did anybody remember that when City lost to Wolves, their backline contained Fernandinho? 5'4" Fernandinho? Anybody remember this? 38-year-old Fernandinho at centre-back with Fabian Delph. Like, these brothers, do these guys think? Do they think? Yeah?
Thanks.
Wolves. Nice.
Hey, but people don't, you know what I'm saying? People will look at them one.
No, I understand. I'm talking about Arsenal fans that don't think. I need to have a category for these guys. I need to have troops and League Gunner as they're a different
fans.
Category.
They're my fans, blood.
No. Yeah. You have Arsenal supporters, that's troops and League Gunner, and then you have the Arsenal fans.
And that note, hey, there's still over 170 people locked in. Make sure you run up the likes because we ain't even at 100 likes yet. So like, check 1212.
Nah, bring up the likes, son.
Make sure you hit the subscribe button as well. Roll to 12K. Let me get to that. My bad. Let me get to the super chat as well. Big up to Kadesh Dean. Big up for the super chat. Much appreciated. He says Spurs were playing a high line with two defenders and in four inverting fullbacks. So it's back to obviously the Liverpool Spurs game. That is crazy. Mm-hmm. That is crazy, but hey, that is Anfield. But hey, Kadesh D, man, big up for the super chat. That being said, Chelsea 5, West Ham 0. I'm saying Chelsea packing West Ham 5-0. We'll go to you, thoughts on that. Go to you, Lex. Thoughts on it.
I mean,
clarify that. Did Chelsea play better without Enzo Fernandez? Or was that just a filthy agenda?
I mean, I guess, but at the end, bro, to be honest with you, it's a tough one, right? Because you can sum it up. Yes, they did play better without, and they have been playing better without him, to be honest with you, for quite a few games. It's not just this game. And then when him gets slapped back in the team, they look weird. They just look. And I think it's possibly down to him not fitting Pochettino's system, because he didn't look this bad under Potter. But I guess because of the type of midfielder he is, it's just because there is some quality there, right? There's a good level of technicality there. He has good passes and so on and so forth. But for some reason, I don't know, maybe we could just attribute it to him being off form. But I just think whenever Chelsea play with a holding midfield, that is more conducive to a lot of running and a lot of ball winning the ball back and so on and so forth, then it's they play better under Pochettino's system. You get me? When it's a case of because Caicedo is pretty good, Gallagher is decent, right? I don't know, but Enzo just, I guess when he plays, there's a lot of vulnerability in the midfield, right? Because he's an underball player. It's not really off the ball. And a lot of like for instance, when you check the back line and so, when you check the defense, they need as much help as they can possibly get, right? So the fact that they need as much help as they can possibly get, that's where Gallagher and Caicedo comes in, because they'll give you the defense as much help as they need. Because Gallagher is just a bulldog that will run up and down, and Caicedo is a pretty good midfielder off the ball and pretty decent on the ball as well. And because they have the creativity with Palmer, Jackson is pretty creative when I'm ready. Madueke is okay, Mudryk, whoever. It's just a good thing for them in a sense, but also, too, you have to remember it's West Ham. And this team is very sporadic. Under Moyes, very sporadic. 1 minute, them will beat the best team in the world. And then the next minute, they will just lose to the absolute worst team. So, I think it's just a mixture of things. I wouldn't necessarily go as far as to blame Enzo for anything. But, hey, listen. You think Enzo would have fit in our system in the Arne Slot thing, Kineki?
Yes, so
we can just get him a little 25 mil and collect him.
For this game, I'm going to be real with you, fam. This is basically Chelsea and Manchester United, the race for the Conference League. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not interested in playing anybody from Kyrgyzstan right now, okay? I don't care.
Mr. Ten Hag are bringing the youth, so no need as much games as they can get.
Fam, nobody in this chat right now know about Muhalad Endombembe, what that plays in Uzbekistan. Nobody in this chat knows this guy.
Probably if you...
None of you even heard of him until I just said his name.
Yeah,
fam, I don't care.
Probably Steven, that's it. Probably Steven.
Probably. I don't care. I really don't care. Chelsea won 5-0. Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations. You won 5-0. You never looked as trash as you usually do. You know, whoop-de-doo. You know, Miss Jackson scored 2. You know, Madueke scored. None of your front line is passing to Cole Palmer anymore. I wonder if any Chelsea fans have started to realize that now. That none of their forward lines is passing to Cole Palmer anymore. You could see it on his face, the way how they're playing right now. Madueke and these guys are starting to avoid giving Palmer the ball now. Their attitude around him. Cole Palmer is aiming, Cole Palmer is literally aiming for the golden boot. You can see it on his face that he wants to compete for the golden boot. But since that whole penalty situation, if anybody has realized it, that's not a Chelsea fan. Chelsea's front line right now are giving him the ball less. Madueke today had multiple occasions to give Palmer the ball while facing goal, and he chose to do some dumb dribbles and lose the ball instead. Chelsea's attack right now are going against him. They are going against it. Are going against him. I don't care. Look, Neil, you probably have a point about personal contract achieving, but that's not. I'm not really looking at that right now, because this has the whole Ferguson. With Van Nistelrooy, you're not going to win the Golden Boot because nobody else in the team isn't winning anything, so you can't win the Golden Boot. That's the vibe I'm getting from the Chelsea players right now. Now with Cole Palmer. Because it's not even that Cole Palmer wants the ball in difficult situations. There are situations where Cole Palmer is in a goal-scoring opportunity for Chelsea players to pass him the ball, like Madueke and Jackson, and they're not passing him the ball at all. It's happened 3 times today. You could see it on Palmer's face. Palmer's face. He's still playing for the team. Yeah, you could see it on Palmer's face that he's still playing. He's not ignoring Madueke and these guys, but you can see that they're purposefully trying to isolate him. I don't see a lot of Chelsea players. Some Chelsea fans are talking about it. Some Chelsea fans are talking about it, and it's something that Pochettino needs to address, because let's have it that he stays next season. You need to tell your attack that the main creator right now is Palmer.
Thanks.
Give him the ball and make the run so he can see you. It's a team sport. It's a team sport. Why are you upset that Palmer has 20 goals? If not for Palmer's goals, you man would have been in the be sat 18th in the league.
Yo, on Jamaican, I ask why people bad mind, dog. Come on.
You know, you have a point. You have a point.
Come on, man.
I mean, said, speaking of that, Villa, obviously, if they would have won, still today, if they would have won, they would have clinched Champions League and clinched that fourth spot, but they ended up losing 1-0 to Brighton. I don't think they'll get it because Spurs have just fallen off an absolute cliff.
Yes, no, Spurs have to play Manchester City. So fourth place, one. I'd like to say that I called it on the first fan, when we did the fan calling, when the league was starting, when I said I had Aston Villa as dark horse to finish fourth. Yes. I did call this. I said it's either going to be them or Newcastle getting fourth. them or Newcastle getting four. So I called this.
Looking there, yeah, so they're still 7 points clear of Spurs, and Spurs do have a game in hand, but that game in hand is
Manchester City. So let's call it 10 points. So yeah. Aston Villa right now, it's the same thing that what we were talking about on the last time, where I'm seeing their inconsistency is what might hamper them. But because they have such a cushion, it's not as detrimental as before. Like, Aston Villa could lose their next two games, they still finish fourth.
Yeah, I think they got it sewn up. I think they finish fourth.
All right. And it's so that's just pretty much it with the game. With it, Unai Emery again, showing why I've been saying it before, that I'm confident if he had Arsenal last season, they would have won the league. Mm-hmm. I'm not calling him no good world-class manager. I'm just saying a manager that can see something out, basically. Mm-hmm. Like, he has the trophy right there in his hand. All he has to do is just see it out. He's a manager that I can trust to see out a lot of things. But that's just pretty much it. The Villa loss today wasn't really even extravagant. Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, oh my God, how did they lose? It was Aston Villa was literally just playing for a draw and got sucker punched in the 87th minute. Was it the 87th minute?
Damn. I'll tell you now, 1 second. Yeah, it was the 87th minute, yeah.
Yeah. That was just, Aston Villa was literally just playing for a draw and just got sucker punched last minute. That happens to anyone, really. You're trying to see out a game and just unlucky, that's an unfortunate deflection goal.
It's a consequence of pragmatism still.
That's true. Go on.
Because a lot of times, a lot of these managers have the players to win the game, have the tactics to win the game, have everything to win the game, but they choose to see out a game. Like, bro, go for it. Like, go for it. Because at the end of the day, guess what? You still lost, innit? You still lost. And the thing about it was, with Brighton, you have to kill them off. You have to just go at them and kill them off. You can't just sit back, because that's what they wanted to do. Because they actually want to have the possession of the ball and pass it round and do all of these beautiful things, because that's the philosophy of, what you call him?
De Zerbi,
yeah. Mm-hmm. But as you know, like, certain managers, like flipping Emery and these man, them just have a pragmatic way about them, where once the game reach a certain stage, them will always opt for putting on defensive players rather than just going gung-ho, or you know, just no, to try to be safe, when a lot of the times that don't help you.
Yeah, because this right here, this performance is the reason why I said is a key example of why Emery got sacked at Arsenal. It's as Neil Gunnar said in the chat, it's brain farts. Like, you're making you're doing unnecessary tactics in a game that you don't need to do it in. Like, when you went to the Europa League final against Chelsea? Was it the Europa League semi-final against what? Olympiakos. Why are you parking the bus against Olympiakos, Unai Emery? You're Arsenal. Why are you parking the bus against whom? What? Are you afraid of 42-year-old Valbuena? Is that what you're telling me? 42-year-old.
Is that where he ended up?
Yeah, that's where he was years ago. Yeah, Olympiakos.
Yeah, for free.
Did he play in a lot? Is he still there now? Did he play against
him? No, I'm pretty sure Valbuena's retired. I'm pretty sure he's retired. But he played against Arsenal for Olympiakos. He played against them. And that whole game, Arteta lost that game. Not Arteta, Unai Emery lost that game because of just stupid tactical changes that he never needed to do. And again, in this game, it shows it. Why are you? You can say he has the European game coming up. I don't care. Your main objective right now is the league. Don't throw away a league game because you're focusing on the Champions League. Because you're focusing on what are they in, the Conference League or Europa League?
They were in the Conference League because they lost 4-2 to Olympiakos in the first leg.
Yeah. So that's just it. So Unai Emery has done this before. It's the reason why he got sacked at Arsenal. It was harsh, But it's something that you can say that I don't want in key moments you do dumb shit. Like in this moment right here. It's a key game. It's a key game.
Yeah.
You guys are in right now. You win this, you guarantee fourth. Meaning you don't really have to go. You're at home. You win. No, they were away. Isn't it Brighton? No. Brighton beat them.
Yeah, oh, you mean Brighton? Oh, the Brighton you talk. Okay.
Yeah, you talking about the game against Villa Park. Yeah, yeah, but the game against Brighton. Yeah.
As Lee Gunner is saying right here, that they beat Valencia 7-2 in the semis, Aubameyang and Lacazette with all the goals. It was Arteta that lost to Olympiacos. So Unai Emery, who was it? Was it Atletico Madrid? Neil Gunner or Lee Gunner? One of you correct me. Was it Atletico Madrid who Unai Emery lost the Europa League to? Because I know they made it to more than one, made it far into the Europa League with Unai Emery. No, it was the final. Unai Emery lost to Chelsea in the final. I'm trying to remember who Sarri played, because Sarri won the Europa League with Chelsea. It was Unai Emery, wasn't it? Unai Emery lost the final of the Europa League to Chelsea. Arteta lost to Olympiacos. Because I remember this game because I was taking a pick. I was mocking Arsenal about it. Because I'm like, why did they get Arteta at the time? It was Chelsea. Thank you, Gunnar. It was Chelsea. Because in that game, I remember looking at Unai Emery asking him, why are you sitting off Chelsea in a final? 4-0. Was it 4? You're pretty sure that ended. It was a 4-0 loss.
Well, now, wait, Arsenal lost 4-0.
Yes. That's what I'm talking about.
You stitch them.
Yes, and that game is not. And that game, I was looking at that game and I'm like, Unai Emery. I blame Unai Emery for that loss. I blame him for that loss.
Fez?
All right. I know Unai Emery. From Unai Emery beat Manchester United. From Rapid Wien would have beaten Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's Manchester United in that Europa League final.
Yeah, and let's not go there. You know what I'm saying? The last thing we need is Somali shit, man. Yeah. They tried to head there. But Nottingham Forest, they beat Sheffield United. Obviously, Sheffield United already relegated. That was a crucial win for them. That could be the win that keeps them in the Premier League. I'm just here looking at the table now. As we speak, Nottingham Forest currently sat 17th and they're on 29 points. And then you got Luton Town on 26 points. So Forest with that win, not guaranteed their safety, but if they just don't lose their next game, which is at home to Chelsea, because of their superior goal difference, they stay in the league. Yeah. So this win was crucial for them, as you'd expect. Already relegated Sheffield United side. Yeah,
United. Yeah. The thing with this is, and it's just complete bias about Nottingham Forest, is that I really don't want Luton to get relegated. That's just my entire stance on this. Mm-hmm. On this, it's just complete bias. But
why?
I don't see Luton winning their next two games. So they're probably as good as gone right now.
Yeah, because I'm looking
because
Luton's final two games are away at West Ham. That would be tough, and then they play at home to Fulham. Whereas Forest,
you know, think West Ham up on the beach, yo.
I think Forest get something from both their final two games because they play Chelsea at home and then they play Burnley away. And Burnley, by that point,
they're on good form, man.
All right, cool. Good form, Chelsea. They already won their past 2-3 out of their last 5, but still, I think Burnley ain't gone, but they're not gone mathematically, but they're gone. So I think they'll get something against Burnley. So I think all Forest needed one win, like I was saying. Not even a one win, just no. Hey, go on.
You know, so Chelsea have one plus 11 goal difference.
Fully aware.
I think the table look good right now.
The table don't look good at all.
The table look good with Liverpool in third, yeah? With Liverpool in third, it looks good. With Liverpool,
the team don't look good. There's someone in first that don't belong there.
I'm asking a question. You said it looks good. I said the Liverpool in third is
No. You are trying to take the focus off of yourself.
What's the focus on myself?
No, good right to it, then, man. Because we can't win the fucking league. Like, bro, we've already been over this. Stop trying to change the topic. Me, I talk about Chelsea on top of Manchester United. Yeah, try to switch the team. Yeah, move like Ryan with this.
I'm not switching anything. All you said was the table looks good. I didn't clarify.
Yeah, man, table looks good.
I can only go to your team and say,
Liverpool third. Yeah, brother, listen, we finished last season, right? Where Arsenal fans are always telling a progress. It's like on an hour.
Progress.
As long as we get progress next season, he should stay. Idiot them.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're taking lessons from some Arsenal fans, but hey, fans, man. You know what I'm saying? Fans. But yeah, where was we at? So Forest Luton really had to win this game, I think. You know what I'm saying? The draw, I think this draw has killed them. I think Forest has killed them.
I'm gonna be real. I'm even surprised. I'm even surprised they even drew.
Oh,
I'm surprised they drew.
Before Everton will go there?
Yes. Oh, yes, why? I did. Because of the victory against Liverpool, I just had Everton and just a high right now. That I had that they were just going to, that they would win at least one of their next three games. In the three games left, they'd go on to at least win one more of them. And I had the one more being Luton. Never expected a draw.
Mm-hmm.
Never expected a draw at all.
But I expected, obviously, that game when it was looking that Everton would be closer to the relegation zone. It'd be like a relegation dogfight for the both of them. But obviously, Everton getting the win against Liverpool and picking up a couple of other points helped them, like, so that we was clear way before it. But, yeah, that this game they had to win, I think. I've been this game. Like, if they win this game, they're much
you
more...
You know, Everton pick up points elsewhere, though. And not just
that was the most important win? Not the most important win?
No.
Me, fam, Lex, I'm saying just because it's just the buzz after the win. I just had it that they wouldn't have lost.
What are we talking about here?
That's brother, Everton, we're talking about. That's exactly what we're talking about. Yeah, make it seem as because after they beat Liverpool. Brother, listen. Everton playing Liverpool is their championship blood. So what? After them beat, it's like them gone back upon the beach. Them not care about shit. Them can go on to club that they are, blood.
They've actually done well.
With all of them points deductions.
They beat Forest, they beat you lot. Then they beat Brentford and then they've drawn. So they're undefeated in their last four. Bear in mind, they had a win in like 2 months or something like that.
Yeah.
So
that's just it.
So beating Nottingham Forest was very important for them because Forest were in and around them. Beating Liverpool, of course, for obvious reasons, makes sense. And then by that point, even the Brentford win just solidified it further. But I think they were clear. Once they won, beat Forest and beat Liverpool, I think they were going clear. That's what I would say. Like in regards to the relegation zone. So yeah, they're kind of not on the beach, but yeah,
Wait, hold on. To Lee Gunner, fam. What do you mean your best goalkeeper plays for Villa? You have David De Gea in your goal. That's what your fan base are calling him right now, you know? David De Gea.
Yo, them people are fully fucked. Dog, listen. Bro, the only reason this man have a fucking golden glove is simply because of the defense.
Because
for some reason the whole league just don't have fucking strikers who know for fucking score goals.
No, not even that.
Erling Haaland, blood.
What did you say?
Your best left
more
the ball into the goal, as you man put it.
Yeah, the man them can't just give a fucking ball at the goal, brother. Make it seem so complicated, blood.
Yeah. I love that. Yo, kick the ball.
Our best left back is in Spain. What do you mean? Do you not like Miss Ukraine at left back? Lee, come on, man. You have Miss Ukraine at left back, my guy.
No, at 2024, my name is misgender, man.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. You have the war veteran at left back, my guy. You have the war veteran at left back.
Good idea.
What do you mean? Yeah? You're complaining about your striker. You have the the Bruntwurst, Danny Welbeck up top, man. You have Jogo Finito. You man got ballers out here, man. Come on, Lee. You're sounding like you don't trust the process, Lee Gunner. You sound like you're not trusting the process, Lee Gunner.
Hold on. Above 38 GA this season?
Yes, he does.
Fucking hell.
Lacazette, Aubameyang, and Balogun right now are having very good seasons. And then you have Jogo Finito, Arsenal right now, with less goals than Declan Rice.
Jogo Finito is, that is hilarious.
Yeah, with less goals than Declan Rice.
Jogo Finito is mad. That is mad. Is that right? That is pretty much. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just last couple. Obviously, Newcastle. Important win.
No.
They probably will finish in the
US. Yes, and I want to bring up a very intelligent Manchester United fan now. What happened again? Because he was trying to say to Rans that Newcastle system complimented them against Burnley.
Why are you just doing this?
Yeah.
I know exactly.
Because I'm an asshole, that's why. Facts. That's why I do this.
Who said that? Hold on.
So, as the intellectual Marcel that knows all and knows everything has said, that the reason why Newcastle beat Burnley is because Newcastle players are better suited to play against Burnley. Newcastle, that has suffered more injuries than Manchester United this season, has had more players out than Manchester United this season, that don't have most of their key players available to them this season. They beat Burnley because their players were better suited against Burnley. Yeah, that's why Newcastle beat Burnley and Manchester United didn't. Because Manchester United, they don't have the players that are capable of playing against Burnley. Mind you, these are the same players that beat Barcelona in the Europa League last season.
I'm just saying anything.
You know?
We know what it is, man.
But I'm accepting it, you know? Why, like, Newcastle are out here. Callum Wilson scored today. But we had, instead of Callum Wilson, we had a $75 million striker up top. You know, isn't that just weird? These men had Almiron on the we're out here with Almiron, and we're out here with a $100 million Peruvian fidget spinner. Right? These men had
the best young player in the world, as well as the fucking
Yeah. We have Cristiano Ronaldo's adopted son. We had Cristiano Ronaldo's adopted son, Ellen DeGeneres, on the left wing, you know. And these men had Harvey Barnes, you know. So, obviously, we don't have the players capable, you know. While Longstaff was out here pulling up a masterclass against Newcastle, you know. We were out here with Casemiro, you know. We don't have players capable of playing against relegation fodder Burnley. We don't have the players, you know. These man out here with What's the centre back's name? Listen.
You can't tell me nothing. That boy that they're on United payroll, because there's no logical reason for this man to defend Ten Hag to the point where he might defend him. Listen.
Yes. He has all the reasons. Some people are just very infatuated with a bald head. You don't know his preferences. What if he likes ball heads?
Brother, sometimes men have said the things that come to my mind. But yes, right? Yo, listen, dog. It don't make no sense, brother. The man depend on the payroll, dog. I swear. Man say, who's this Marcel? Brother, you don't know.
Man was saying that Kraft and Dan Byrne were better suited against Burnley than World Cup multi-Champions League winning Varane and England captain Harry Maguire. So Kraft and Byrne are a better centre-back pairing than Maguire and Rafael Varane.
I wish I had a header in Ineos. I swear down.
Yeah.
And you need for hire him and give him a role on the staff for find players and them thing there. Find the players where Erik ten Hag need for putting an Erik ten Hag special system that nobody else can understand, because we are fucking idiots and they're so special because they can see what ten Hag doing, but everybody with a fucking brain cell functioning Licks. I can't see it. Like me blind.
I'm telling you this. Marcel is the type of person that would do sign language in front of blind people.
All right, man. On that note, people, we just gonna keep it stepping. Yeah, we don't care about this game. Both teams on the beach. Brentford versus Fulham, scoreless draw. Back to Manchester United, though. Scoreline prediction from you, Konecki. We play, well, it's technically today now. Crystal Palace, Manchester United, final game of the Premier League weekend.
We say, well, for the prediction, I'm going through the squad in my head. So,
you're gonna lose.
Just scoreline prediction.
Listen, we're going to lose, but let me be able to envision the type of foolish, the dynamic. Wait, Flawless. I'm trying to envision the most intense and creative team in the league. I'm trying to envision.
Can I just get two numbers? That's all I need, man. I just need two numbers. Can I have two numbers? I just need a scoreline prediction.
Yeah, two nil Crystal Palace.
What are you saying, Lex? Scoreline prediction.
Yeah, man. 2-0. 2-0.
Okay. That being said,
there's no way they're going to beat you and not beat you.
That being said, is it? It is. Champions League's also back as well. We'll go to you, Lex. PSG, Madrid versus Bayern. Obviously, two apiece from the first leg. Real Madrid versus Bayern Munich.
Yeah. Kind of want Bayern for do that thing still, but Bayern not good as shit.
So you got Real Madrid?
Yeah.
And the game after.
I think they're going to struggle for score. Unless Tuchel... No. Kim and Jay are going to sell out the thing. If not, them are going at home against Bayern, they're going to extract the Bozo Gene out of Dyer. Dyer played too good from the other day. You know what I mean? Sense.
He might have
to slip up at some point. The Bozo Gene too strong in a dire. So two love, yeah. Give it a nice look of two love.
Okay, cool. And the other semi-final, PSG, Borussia Dortmund. Obviously Dortmund up 1-0 from the first leg.
Run the Sancho agenda. Fuck PSG.
That's
yeah.
Cool. Scoreline. I'm with you on that.
2-1. Dortmund. Okay, Mbappe score one goal for try and grab up the ball in the last minute for try and come back like him as some hero. Fuck all of them.
Alright, first. Can I give you what you're saying? Real Madrid by Munich.
As Lex said, Eric Dyer has been playing. Eric Dyer, no, fam. So, I have that being... same 2-0. I just have that as just being 2-0 Madrid. I literally can just imagine just shutting them down completely. Like, I believe their performance in the first leg was just... They caught Madrid off guard. The Leroy Sané goal, the Kane penalty. I can just see that was just them rattling. Just Real Madrid being rattled off rip, basically. Like, they never expected Bayern Munich to go at them from how horrid they were playing recently. So I have that being 2-0 Real Madrid. And for the Dortmund PSG game, I have that as being 1-1. I don't see Dortmund actually going there to win. I think they're just gonna go there and try and stink it out.
First?
So I'm just gonna go 1-1.
1-1. All right,
fair. Yeah, Dortmund goes to an aggregate.
Okay, so your final then would be Real Madrid Dortmund, correct? So
yes.
Obviously we'll talk about this closer to the time and more in depth, and obviously injuries will play a part, but right now, Real Madrid Dortmund, who would you have winning that final?
I'm going to be biased. I want this to be a good send-off for Royce. Football has shagged over a lot of players have been shagged over by football. It's a cruel sport, but I just want a send-off for Royce, really. I just want him to win a Champions League.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go, I'm going to go Dortmund purely because I just want to see Royce win the Champions League before he leaves. That's just it.
First, you got Dortmund. All right, cool. Same to you, Lex, because you got the same final.
Oh, Jano Star. Yeah, for being honest with you, I want Dortmund to win, but I don't think Real Madrid going to reach a final and not win it. But then they don't have Benzema, so hey, that might be a shout. But yeah, man, 2-1 Dortmund. And the reason 2-1 Dortmund is because I need to see Sancho That's
my profile picture. That's the picture of him with a trophy.
Oh, my days. That would have been glorious. The man would have to apologize to Sancho, blood. I swear to him.
Love that. I was saying, if he does indeed win that. But both those watch-alongs will be on the playback, people. Love to everyone that's locked in. Don't forget, this is your favorite show. There is a playlist for it on the channel. And it is available on all audio platforms as well. So all the shows you see on the YouTube channel, apart from watch-alongs, are available. Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. So please head over to Spotify. Follow us, some five stars on there. iTunes, Apple Podcasts. Make sure you do the same if you're an iPhone user. Leave us a review, five stars, same at SoundCloud or wherever you are listening from. I've not updated the upcoming live stream schedule yet on the YouTube channel, so I will do that tonight. So just keep a lookout, people. Basically, by the time you go sleep and wake up, the schedule will be up for until next week, Sunday. So you know all the shows that are coming up, including the Premier League podcast, Yardman Edition. We are going to redirect over to the gaming channel, but we're going live on the playback, people. So yeah, because I've not managed to set it up on this new laptop with the capture card. We just got to screen share it.
Oh,
so
we're going tonight on the playback.
There's no games on today, so I'm just going to run pro clubs. There's no games tonight.
Oh, run programs on
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah. I'm just going to run pro clubs on the playback for the time being. But people are going to screen share it. So this will redirect you over to the YouTube. So yeah, obviously drop a like, subscribe to the gaming channel, but then head over to the playback because that's where we will be, people. So that's where me, the rest of the gang, you hear the audio, all that good stuff as well. But yeah, we are going to, let me drop the playback in the chat. But yeah, it's playback.tv/SarcasmCityTV or download the app from your app store, people. You know what I'm saying? But love to everyone that's locked in. There is the link in the chat as well. Obviously, if Kendrick or Drake drop, you also get a podcast in regards to that during the week, people. But go check that out. Just drop the playback in the chat. But love to everyone that has locked in. This has been the Premier League podcast, Yardman Edition, live on the Sarcasm City TV YouTube. Thank you very much for tuning in.